This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 476, and today we're going to be talking about the five stages of loss. I'm sure that you've read through this. I know I've done other podcasts on it, but I just wanted to revisit it again because we have losses in all parts of our lives. We could be in a competition and lose a competition. We could be in a really deep, deep relationship and lose that relationship. We could have somebody or some animal that is close to us cross over to the other side. So even in sales, we could have this big deal that we've been working on for maybe a year, maybe less, and we don't get the deal. And we have this loss. So these are five stages that we will go through whether we are aware of them or not. And my point to bring this up is not, you know, so with mental strength, we need to be able to persevere and go through when we hit setbacks. But we also have to be aware of what we are feeling and what we're doing so we can get through that setback. Otherwise, we can just stay in one of these stages and really never make progress or never learn from the loss that we've had. And so what I wanted to do is just revisit these briefly. And it's not a downer that we have loss. We all have losses. But the point of the podcast today is to be aware of them so that you can consciously move through these stages as quickly as possible so that you then can move on to something greater and bigger for yourself. And again, this doesn't matter if it's a sporting event, if it's a sales, you know, opportunity, if it's a significant other, if it's somebody who's crossed over. We're going to go through these. We are going to go through that. And sometimes we will recycle. We'll do stage one, then stage two, then stage one, then stage two. And that happens usually when we are unaware. So as we become aware of these stages, we can go, okay, I've been in stage two long enough. Let me move into stage three. And we can consciously move through those. But at some point, we also have to make sure that we're complete with the stages. So anyway, the first stage is denial and isolation. That means that you're not believing what happened. I can't believe that this really happened. I can't believe that one of my biggest, besides my family and divorces, when my hybrid wolf crossed over. I had a hybrid wolf for 15 years. His name was Crow. And he was just the biggest, sweetest, goofiest guy in the world. And when he crossed over, I helped cross him over with a vet that came out. But still, I was in denial. I was like, I can't believe this. He's gone. I've had him for 15 years and he's gone. And even though we had another dog, it doesn't replace our hybrid wolf. It doesn't replace it. So I became a little bit isolated. You know, the things that I used to do with Crow, I stopped doing with Kanani, and I started to isolate, and I was just completely denying it. And then it moved into anger. So stage two is anger. So when you go through a loss, be aware of how often and how long you are denying what happened. Let's say it's a relationship and you break up. You know, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Well, with relationships, because the person is still there, it's not a complete crossover loss. That denial, we may stay in that denial going, well, they'll be back, or I'll be back, or something will change. And we just keep denying the fact that the relationship is over. We may accept the fact that it's over, and then we'll isolate ourselves. We will not want to be around other people. We will completely remove ourselves from our social circles, our friends, our family, because of this particular event in our life. And we need to be aware of that. And again, these things are not wrong or bad. These are things that we do. We just have to be aware of we're doing them. So if you have a relationship, you break up, you're denying it, you're going, listen, I need to pull back, regroup, heal through this. At least you are aware of it. And this is why I'm bringing this up in the podcast, because if you're not aware of it, you could stay in isolation and go deeper and deeper and deeper into isolation and denial and not ever move out of it into anger. So the second stage is anger. And that's where we're so worked up about what happened that we just get anger and there's an inner fire that burns and you become aggressive and you get into shouting matches with others. And some, you know, when I work with athletes, they start throwing, you know, their tennis balls, their baseballs, their golf balls around, and they just express this huge, 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 piece of anger. And again, it's when we feel the anger, the energy of anger and the energy of all these emotions are okay. What's not okay is how we express them. So for me, when I get angry, even at a loss, I'll go to the gym and lift. I'll go to the gym and lift. Some people like to run. Some people like to listen to music and dance. Whatever that is, it's okay to have that anger, but how are you going to express it? What is the healthiest way to express it? So once we come out of denial and isolation, then we're facing the facts of, hey, this is the reality of it. And I'm pissed off that this person left me. I'm pissed off that Crow died. I'm mad. I'm mad that he was such a big part of my life. And I'm mad that I lost this sales opportunity. I can't believe it. And it's okay. But again, we want to be able to express the anger in a healthy way. And there are many, many ways. So when you get, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you're physically active at some level. And I would say is that once you get through your denial and isolation part and you're into anger, what is it that you love to do? Do you like to go out hiking? Do you like to go out in the woods? Do you like to ride your bicycle at high intensity? Do you like to do CrossFit? Whatever it is, take that anger and use it to express something positive in your life. Then once we move through the anger, which that anger can stay a long time because it actually tends to feel good sometimes because we're getting so much accomplished, and we will go back and be in denial just so we can trigger that anger again. And we get stuck in it. It's very seductive. It's very intoxicating. But then we go from there, the anger, if we move through that consciously, we're going to start to bargain. We're going to bargain with God. We're going to bargain with the universe. Oh, if you just bring this person back, I'll stop being this way. Or you even start bargaining, if it's a relationship, start bargaining with the person. In sales, when we lose a sales, we will go back and start to bargain with the person. Well, how about if I drop the price? How about if I, but the loss is there. So we get the loss in sales, right? We get the loss, we get angry, or we get, depressed or not depressed, but we deny it, and then we get angry, and then we go back to the person and start to bargain. And bargaining, it's a higher state of anger, and it's a good thing to notice when we start bargaining because we're getting closer towards the end of these stages of loss. But be aware that sometimes we really truly believe that if we bargain hard enough and long enough, whatever we lost will come back. Now, when we lose somebody to the other side, like I lost Crow or we lost a family member, it's really hard to bargain. Most of the time we'll turn to a higher source and bargain with, well, if you know, can you bring somebody back into my life or bring somebody into my life and I'll be a better person because of it? Because you might think that it was you that you know, the other person crossed over. But again, when we start to bargaining, it's a sign that we're moving forward. We just don't want to stay into these positions. Then when we start to bargain and the individual or individuals don't accept the bargains, then the realization comes in and we start getting depressed. Like, geez, I've lost this. I've gone through my anger. I tried, you know, I negotiated with God. I negotiated with my past partner. And now here I am. Here I am alone. Here I am without a sale. Here I am without my favorite animal. Here I am. Now what? And that's when we get into depression. And this is the realizing that the denial, the angering, and the bargaining did not work.
and we slip into this next progression of the, which is depression. And here we hit this emotional low and we're just like, what am I going to do? I don't have this person in my life. I don't have this sale. I worked so hard on this sale and now it's gone. And we have to be aware of when we get into this depression. Again, these emotions are not bad. These are the stages that we go through in loss, but we need to be aware of them and not camp out on them. So when you hit the depression, it's like, okay, you know what? I'm not feeling all that. I understand that I'm almost through with grieving this loss of a person or a sales or an animal because I'm in depression right now. And that's a good thing because I only have one more stage to go. And we sit there and we just sit with that depression. And this is a time where it is very, very important to have a close inner circle of support people, whether it's friends, whether it's family, is reach out to them and going, you know what? I'm feeling depressed because of this loss. I'm really feeling sad. I'm really feeling down about this. I'm really feeling not so good about this. And I just need to know that you're there to support me and help me through this. And so when we acknowledge that and bring in the support people, it's this part, it's not easy, but it will be easier when we have people. But again, it's aware of it. And at some point, it may be 1 hour, it may be 1 day, maybe 1 week, but at some point you're going to go, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That is, I'm becoming depressed about my depression. And that's when you start to shift and start to take action and start to do other things. And then the realization comes is acceptance. It's like, okay, you know what? It is what it is. You know, we say that expression all the time, but not many people really, really, truly embrace it. You know, it is what it is. Well, that's what this is. It's accepting what is. And the more we resist something, the more it persists. So going through these stages is basically resisting the fact that you have a loss. Once we come to the acceptance, we're not resisting it anymore, and all of the energy of resisting it vanishes. And once we accept it, it may not make us happy, but once we accept it, there's a release. There's a release and a relief of, okay, this is it. Now I need to regroup and move forward. But we can't, until we accept the loss, it is very difficult to move forward. You can think of it as you're a boat tied to a dock and you're trying to move forward, but the loss is holding you back. When you accept it, you cut the tie, you cut the rope, the anchor that's holding you to that dock, and now you can sail forward into a different and brighter future. So the acceptance is essential. And as you notice the stages that you're going through, you know that there is, quote, light at the end of the tunnel, unquote. So there's this acceptance is, it's like, okay, I'm going to be okay. Things will be all right. I trust, right? And this is a complete shift in attitude. Once we get to the acceptance is that we trust things will be fine. We trust that life will be okay. And we then can start to put a plan together to get back to who we were. That might be putting a new nutrition program together. That could be getting into the gym. It could be engaging in your spiritual practice again. Because most of the time when we go through these first four stages, all those things fall to the wayside or we're not engaged with them completely. But once we become acceptance, we start to, quote, rebuild our life. And then things happen. And we will go through these stages many times in our life. It could be a small one where you go through these stages in one day. It could be a more significant one where it may take weeks or months, hopefully not years. If it's years, there's some coaching and therapy that probably would be required. But I would say that, you know, your losses, these five stages normally will take, depending on the loss, right, will take a couple of weeks to a couple of months. And just be aware of it and work through it and know what you're doing. If you'd like to see the list of these, they're on where the podcast is hosted. And you can go to warriormindcoach.com and then use the pull-down menu, go to the blog, you'll see where this is posted. And you can print it out and know the stages that you're going through. So in any case, I really hope that this helped when you recognize where you are, and most of the time, denial isn't that prominent. Anger is, and depression is. And when we are there, we can say, what am I grieving? What did I lose emotionally, physically, maybe in reality, that is causing this? And then you can know how to move through it. So I hope this helped you with any challenges that you're facing, and we will talk next week.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.